And Father, our body needs to hear from you this Sunday. Father, you've already dealt with the heart. Father, I felt you moving even this morning in the bathroom, Father. And I just ask you to continue to do what you're doing in this church. Help to hear, Father, prepare the hearts. And Father, help the display of the word. Right now, in the authority and name of Jesus, I thank you for it. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I was thinking in my mind, actually yesterday, we had the blessing of being able to do another street outreach. And boy, I tell you, it was really awesome just to give a quick praise report and testimony. Don't you love hearing about people getting saved? You know what I mean? And people are still coming into the kingdom, despite how much, you know, we may be in an area that is just stagnant and God's going to break it through for us. There are still people coming to the altar of God. Amen. And that does something for me because it reinforces the fact that what you got is real. Not that we ever thought it wasn't, but something about seeing a fresh convert come to the Lord. And you know what I mean? It's you can't beat it. You just can't beat it. And yesterday we were, you know, just preaching, just taking turns, nothing formal, just, you know, hey, give what the Lord's given you. And had clothes and some food for people, and people began to come up, and I tell you, at least 10 people I know stopped under the tent and with all sincerity said, Lord, come into my heart, change my life. One gentleman I knew, we had an older guy who was preaching to see how the enemy moved. The ambulance had to get him because he actually had something happen with his heart. But he got the word out, and a big burly guy from he was just in town for a few days. He wasn't the type of guy to cry, and my mind goes to it so clear. He stood in front of the preacher and just sat there, and you could tell he wasn't trying to do anything violent, but the word was doing something to him. And he started to leave, and I just went over to him and stopped him and said, what's going on with you, man? And he began to cry that he had a relationship problem. I guess some female dropped him. And at first I thought, well, most macho guys don't cry over that. But the guy was wounded. And he I don't know, maybe he was going to do something drastic. I don't know. But he sat there and prayed with me and gave his life to the Lord. And I'm excited about that today. Amen. God is good and people are still getting saved. Amen. The Holy Spirit's moving. Grace is flowing. People are still attracted to what God has to offer. And they still want to get free from the stuff that we're still dealing with. Amen. And I thought yesterday, it's kind of a continuation of what I shared yesterday, so bear with me. But I began to think about, you know, the season we're in, being this Independence Day and the 4th of July. And the Lord just took my mind back. I did a little bit of cursory research. In, what is that, 1776, our Continental Congress was getting tired of what the government was doing. It was a form of bondage. Amen. And as we look at what's going on today, it's kind of sad that we're going right back to the things we fought so hard to get away from. Amen. But that's a whole nother message. But our nation was tired of being oppressed. Amen. There was something inherently bad about not having a voice of representation. Amen. There's something inherently bad when you feel like someone's got their hands in your cookie jar and you have nothing to say about it. Amen. There's something inherently bad when you're told what you're going to believe, what you're supposed to do, and you have nothing to say about it. Well, we said enough is enough. Amen. And thus we have the Declaration of Independence. The 4th of July is what we celebrate. And the Lord took my mind to something and he said, you know what? Our Independence Day is so much greater. And we send up balloons, amen, and we're going to, in the next week to come, we're going to see all kinds of rockets in the sky celebrating what, you know, and it was definitely something great, amen. In fact, I'm going to probably have me a lawn chair camped out at Red, White, and Boom. But you know what? we ought to also be excited about what the Holy Spirit did in our life. Amen. Because if we can get excited about our nation declaring its freedom, amen, we ought to get as equal, if not even more, land blasted when we were bound by sin, amen, when we did not have any representation, hallelujah, in the portals of glory, but God himself sent his son, amen, to say enough is enough, I'm making a way and bridging the gap, amen. I'm here to tell you that I'm excited about that today. So this word today is a time of excitement, amen. It's a time of celebration. We don't have to do what we used to do, amen. And if you're struggling with something, I want you to know there's also packed in this message a chance for you to be free. Hallelujah. Because the reality of it is we may be celebrating Independence Day, spiritually speaking, about our justification. But sometimes when it comes to sanctification, we may still need to reflect back. So I want you to turn in your Bibles to Romans, the 6th chapter. And we're going to go to verse 12. Hallelujah. Romans, the 6th chapter and verse 12. How many of you know Romans 6 is a... Your Bible probably falls right open to it. I know mine does. I think if there's any tread marks in the Bible, Romans 6 is just a blessed chapter for me. Romans 6 and verse 12. Let's start at 11, actually. It says, likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Verse 12. Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal bodies, that you should obey the lust thereof. And the Lord was showing me something in this, and this is really what I want to draw attention to today. Help me, Holy Spirit. That verse 12, sometimes we read over that, and hey, man, it's a blessed, the way it word. Just with a cursory look at it. I want you to look a little deeper. When Paul said, let not sin therefore, I used to always hear when I first got saved, you got to see what therefore is therefore. Amen. There's a reason he said therefore. I'm not going to go through each verse in chapter 6, but let's take a mental review of chapter 6. Chapter 6 is in verse 1. He talks about how we're dead to the sin nature through the death of Jesus Christ. In verse 2 also. Verse 3 says, knowing that we are baptized into Christ through baptism, we're baptized into his death. Hallelujah. And in verse 4 and 5, he tells us that we're now planted together with Jesus Christ, all through that self-same death, burial, and resurrection. Then he goes into 6 and he says, knowing this, that our old man is already crucified with Christ. Verse 7, he tells us, for he who is dead is free. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to know that you're free. And you may not have knew it, but I'm here to tell you you're free. And verse 8 says, now if we be dead with Christ, we believe also we shall live with him. So what is he saying therefore? He's saying, I've already laid down the framework here that Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection is our way into Christ. And if we simply place faith into it. So now he says, therefore, amen, let not sin reign in your mortal bodies. And I said, well, Lord, what are you trying to say? He said, if you notice that any time there's been great warfare waged over freedom, they always camp a monument. Amen. There's always something to say, this marks the spot. Amen. How many of you have ever been to D.C.? It's all over the place. Amen. They want to let you know something happened. Amen. Something happened and it'll never be the same. It's sad that we're going backwards, but it'll still never be the same. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, because of what Christ did, therefore, let sin not reign in your mortal bodies. You don't have to do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want us to also turn to Genesis 3 and 15. Hallelujah. And there's two things about freedom that I want to bring out. Freedom has a price to it. Freedom cost lots and lots of money, lots of bloodshed, lots of agony. And we're going to talk about that today. Chapter 3 and verse 15. And we all know the story of the fall of man. In verse 15, the Lord speaking says, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. It shall bruise your head." Notice Satan is an it. But it said, "And you shall bruise his heel." Hallelujah. And what's going to happen, he's talking to the serpent, that bruising, hallelujah, that bruising, the Lord was showing me, is warfare. Amen. This thing wasn't just going to happen, and we're just not going to fall into it. Amen. God had the mastermind, a plan. So that bruise, amen, that's what I want to capitalize on. He said it will bruise his heel. Amen. It will bruise his heel. It will bruise his heel. What are you saying, Mahari? I'm telling you that Jesus Christ had to be bruised for this freedom we enjoy. Amen. I'm here to tell you, even in the natural, in the Revolutionary War, do you realize it was a slaughterhouse? Amen. We can look at the many wars in our country. Amen. The Civil War. Amen. To free precious black people. Amen. And also to stop the South from having its own confederation. Amen. That was a bloodshed. That was a bloodshed. We can look over right now into Iran. We see the lady laid on her back with blood splattered out of her head. I hate to be so gory, but you know, freedom costs money. But there's something about being oppressed. There's something about when an individual is not living up to their means. There's something about someone robbing into your cookie jar and you say, enough is enough. There's something about me walking below my means when I know that I'm destined for more than what this is saying. There's something that'll rise up in the inside and somebody will raise up and say, hey, I'll take a bullet. We're not, enough is enough. Amen. There's something that happens to an individual when they say, I'm tired of putting this needle in my veins. I'm tired of lying to my spouse. I'm tired of picking up the drugs. Amen. I'm tired of falling prey to the same sin every week after week after week. Enough is enough. Amen. And that's what we've seen in Iran. They're tired of it. And somebody said, I'm looking for freedom. Amen. But you know, freedom costs a major price. It has never been free. And some freedoms will cost less than others. The Lord showed me something driving up here. He said that the cost of it really is reflected by how much agony, bloodshed, money, and so forth. I mean, that's why you can have little victories in your city, and everybody's like, yay, we won. But there was no bloodshed. But then we look at major victories like the Civil War. Boy, you see bloodshed all over the place. Why? Because it was major. And the Lord also told me to tell you this. It's demonically inspired anytime that oppressor wants to hold somebody back. Anytime you see someone living below their means, that's demonically inspired. Did I say the person's possessed? Of course not. But anytime you've got, I don't care if it's a nation holding another nation back, that's demonic. I don't care if it's a group of people holding another group of people back, that's demonic. And anytime you see someone totally falling prey to the same sin week after week after week, that is demonically inspired. It's not of God. But the good news is you don't have to live that way anymore. Amen. You can walk out. We've got testimonies all in this house. And if you're listening to me by the sound of a CD, I'm here to tell you there's victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody be a witness and give me a hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I want us to go to Acts 22. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Freedom costs, church. And you know, there's freedoms we're looking for in this body right here. Do you know it's going to cost? And I just heard the Holy Spirit told me to say that. Amen. There's things we're looking for right in this body. It's going to cost. Amen. The good news is Jesus already paid the price. Amen. But we've got to go to where the price was paid. There's got to be an exchange for us. This is legal work that's done here. See, it's nothing you just fall into. This is a legal process, amen, and Jesus purchased it, amen. He purchased it with his blood. That's why the Bible says we were, someone said it today, I think it was you, that we were purchased with, we could never pay the price. But the Bible says, but with silver, blood more precious than silver and gold, amen. We could never afford it. We could never have paid for it. So what did Jesus do? He volunteered. He's like the lady who was laid down on the news, whose head was split wide open, you know, was willing to take the beating. Why? Because they understand that there's a revolution here started, amen. And to get to where we're going, somebody's got to be willing to lay it down. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go to Acts 22. Let's start out with verse 25. And this here is talking about the Apostle Paul. And the Apostle Paul was no new guy with punishments. Amen. He lived a life of being beaten and scourged. And we're going to show you something here with the Lord's help. Let's start at verse 25. It says, "And they bound him with tongs." And it said, "Paul said unto the centurion who stood by, is it lawful to you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned?" Let's stop right there. When Paul was bound, it was primarily because of the message he preached. Amen. And the thing about Paul, he's not just a Roman, he's also a Jew. So he had dual citizenship. Amen. How many know that sounds like us? Amen. The Bible says we're pilgrims going through this land. Amen. I'm a citizen in heaven, but I'm also a citizen on this earth. Well, Paul had dual citizenship, and he found himself falling victim to a problem. How many of you ever been a Christian and you found yourself falling victim to a problem? Hallelujah. You found yourself running amok, so to speak. You found yourself in a vice, and you're like, whoa, how did I get here? Well, this is Paul. And he said, "Is it lawful to you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned?" I want you to know something. Paul called on the name of Jesus. It's like calling on the name of Jesus. Paul called on the name of his citizenship. Paul said, "Wait a minute. I call on the name of Rome." And let me explain something to you. Back in that day, it was unlawful for Roman citizens to just get thrown into punishment without first being tried. They had to be. So for them to have laid hands on him already, they were in big trouble. How many of you know the Bible says that demons fear and tremble when we mention the name of Jesus? Amen. Because legally, he can't touch you when you admit that you're under his blood. Amen. When you're dealing with that anger issue and you call on the name of Jesus, that devil's got to back up. Amen. When you've got your faith in Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, and you're thinking about going back to the drugs or the alcohol, let me tell you something. When you make a cent to your citizenship, hallelujah, that devil's got to back up. He's in big trouble. That's why he fears and trembles. Glory to God. But it said, isn't this unlawful? And I didn't take you to the prior verses before, but let me tell you something. They were trying to kill Paul. And I've read different people's versions of this, and a lot of people say if he didn't stop this right here, he would have probably died. So the Holy Spirit gave him the wisdom to go into the legal realm and even say it. But you know, God does us the same way. We get caught in legal battles, and God will give us wisdom to grace right out of us so the enemy can't take us under. We get caught in issues at work. You know what I'm saying? And God's concerned about that. And he'll even get us out of that kind of stuff. Hallelujah. But verse 26 says, "When the centurion heard that, he went and told the chief captain, saying, take heed." Amen. When you call on the name of Jesus, hear this, church, because of what Jesus did, when you call on the name of Jesus, Satan takes heed. Glory to God. I'm here. Somebody needs to hear this today. Satan has to take heed. He has to listen. He may not listen when you call the name of Paul Kelly. You may not listen when you call the name of Dennis or Mahari. But let me tell you something. When you call on the name of Jesus, he's going to take heed. Hallelujah. And it said, the centurion said, take heed what you do, for this man is a Roman. Hallelujah. And when you call on Jesus, he's dealing with a king's kid. Hallelujah. He's dealing with a child of the utmost holy God. Hallelujah. He's dealing with somebody that's passed from death unto life. He's dealing with someone that's in Christ and not in themselves. Hallelujah. So what are you saying? What we got to do is call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Verse 27. Then the chief captain came and said unto him, tell me, are you a Roman? He said, yes. And the chief captain answered, with a great sum, I obtained this freedom. And that's where I want to talk about too. There's two different, or really three different ways Paul could have got this freedom. Because a lot of people believe that it was paid for with a lot sum of money. Or at some point in time when Tarsus got taken over, they automatically picked up citizenship. Either way it happened, there was a cost tied to it. Amen. There was a cost tied to it. He's saying, with a great price I obtained this. How many of us know that we need to cherish what Christ did for us on Calvary? Amen. That's the whole point of the feast, when we take communion. That's to remind us there was bloodshed for this, amen. There was bodies broke for this, amen. This freedom was nothing that we just fell into, hallelujah. This was freedom that was thought up in the mind of God in eternity past. And he said, who's going to go? And the word of God, which was Jesus, said, I'll do it. Send me, amen. And he came into this earth through the womb of a woman, making himself legal. And he said, I'll bear the blunt. I'll bear the bruises. I'll shed my blood. And now, since he's done it, we can put all of our problems on him. Amen. We can throw all of our cares on him. The Bible says, cast all your cares on him. Hallelujah. Why? Because he loves us and he does care. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Paul is saying the same concept in the natural here in verse 28. He says, with a great sum obtained I this freedom. This thing costs something. Amen. And you're not going to just take me and do what you want to do with me. Somebody needs to get violent with Satan in this room. Hallelujah. Somebody, you're saved. Amen. You come to church and you smile. And nobody's questioning that. But I'm challenging you. When you get in your own closet, get violent with Satan on this. Say, you know, with a great sum I've obtained this freedom. Glory to God. You're not going to send me back into that sin anymore. I know I'm speaking to somebody. You're not going to do it. And somebody's got to realize that because of this great sum that was paid, I'm not going to just fall for anything anymore. Enough is enough. Amen. Somebody say, enough is enough. Glory to God. And he said, with a great sum, I've obtained this freedom. And Paul said, but I was freeborn. Hallelujah. In verse 29, then straightway they departed from him, which should have examined him. And the chief captain also was afraid. You want to make Satan afraid? You tell him enough is enough. Not because of your strength. Don't let me twist anything. Because of his strength. Amen. Because of that cost that was paid. Enough is enough. And I'm here to tell you, if you want to make Satan afraid and tremble, this book on that, James, says that Satan trembles. Amen. Satan trembles. And it says right here that he was afraid and he knew that he was a Roman. Amen. Satan hears that kind of talk come from your spirit. He knows he's a believer. He don't sound like all the rest. Amen. We may have cussed like the world cussed, but somehow when I did it, I called on the name of Jesus and said, help me, Lord. I'm stopping. I'm not doing it again. So that sounds like some of that Christian talk. Amen. That don't sound like some of that worldly talk. That sounds like something different. Like there's some Holy Ghost blood coming through the veins. Amen. That sounds like somebody's been in touch with the Father. Sounds like somebody's went to Emmanuel's veins and tapped into something. Amen. And when you talk like that, when you believe like that, something's going to happen. Glory to God. And he said, hallelujah, help me, Lord. Then straightway they departed from him, which should have examined him, and the chief captain also was afraid, after he knew that he was a Roman, and because he had bound him. Amen. I like the fact that the Holy Ghost used the word bound, because that's what happens sometimes as believers. We find ourselves bound. Amen. I know I was for years. Part of my testimony, I love the Lord. I love the Lord as a little boy. Amen. My mama tell you, you know, testified and all that good stuff. But I still was bound. Amen. I still had some stuff that I knew that I needed to declare war on. But I was fighting the wrong war. I remember one time going to a church service, and a man of God caught me after church. And I was so glad he stopped me, because even though he didn't understand this cross like we did, he tapped into God, and what he told me was accurate. I can look back on it, and it makes so much sense. But one night I was so bound with sin, I wrote a letter to, it was a minister on television. His name was Don Young. You may have caught him. And I used to just like watching this guy, you know. And he always said, if you got any needs, write me. And I was so enough is enough, you know what I mean, that I wrote a letter. But I was really writing a letter to God. I wasn't writing a letter to man. And that's what happens sometimes when we, sometimes when you counsel with people, when you talk to people, if it's a godly man you're talking to or counseling with, let me tell you something, you're talking to the Lord, amen? Because that need that you're putting out there, the Holy Spirit hears it. So I want to encourage, sometimes find you somebody you can talk to, amen? And you talk to them and you vent out things. But what happened, I just put it down on paper. I just put it down on paper. And I didn't even get it in the mailbox. And I got to the church service the next day on Sunday, and my pastor had said, before he preached this message, oh, this is good. He said, let me tell you guys something. First, he rebuked the church. He said, you guys are going to have to start praying around here, because I need to get my sleep. And he said, somebody's not praying around here. He said, because I'm getting woke up, bombarded with these issues. And then his message, he was going to preach something flowery. He preached a message called Changed by Grace Through Faith. Before he's, and he still don't preach the cross, but boy, he was on target. And then after the church service, a guy, this was a big, one of the bigger churches, a guy picked me out and he said, Brother Mahari, he said, I see you in a ring fighting. And he said, you're fighting the wrong fight, and you're beating the wind basically, and you need to be fighting this way. Well, years, I still never understood really how to fight the fight of faith. But that's one reason why I'm so glad I came in contact with the message of the cross, amen, and I come in contact with this church, because it all makes sense now. You know what I'm saying? It's about fighting the fight of faith, amen. It's about putting your faith in what Jesus Christ did, amen, and now there's a rest in him, amen. Is anybody resting today, amen? Everything's not fixed, no, but I know I'm on the right path, amen. I know I see glory, amen. I see the water, I see the brook. And it's right down there in vision stream now. Before, I had to just trust that at least I can see it now. Amen. Then you get close to water, you can smell water. Hallelujah. Well, I'm starting to smell it. Amen. And I want you to know, amen, if you haven't put your faith exclusively in Christ in every area, get it there. Hallelujah. Trust him. Amen. Put it there for everything. Hold on to the cross. Hallelujah. But he said, because he had bound him. On the morrow, because he would have known, on the morrow, because he would have known the certainty, therefore he was accused of the Jews, he loosed him from his bands. And that is awesome, because we see bound and we also see loosed. Amen. God wants to loose his children today. Amen. We celebrate 4th of July, and we ought to. Amen. We celebrate, you know, all the freedoms in all these other areas. But you know what? If we celebrate what Christ did, if we celebrate that price that was paid, if we put some glory around that, amen, I guarantee you some grace is going to flow. I guarantee you some stumbling blocks that we've had will be moved out the way. I guarantee you we'll walk a little taller than we did. Hallelujah. The Bible says the way of the transgressor is hard. And there's something about being bound. There's something about the mind of a transgressor. amen, the mind of a binder, the mind of a captor, amen, that wants to see a person victimized. There's something in that mindset, amen, and it's not just people that rape people. It's not just people that go into your home and don't care if you wake up or not. We're just going to get ours. It's also cultures, amen. It's also subcultures. It's also nations, amen. It's also groups of people. You know, this Islamic revolution that's going on. There's so much bondage in that. Amen. But God wants these people free. Amen. God wants these people. And they're starting to realize, some of them are, that this ain't the right way. Amen. So I'm not supposed to feel. Women can't do anything. Women are second and third rate citizens. And for that woman to stand up, that gives me chill bumps, because she was willing. She's supposed to just keep her mouth zipped. She was willing to make a stink. Amen. Hallelujah. That's awesome. But I'm here to tell you, he's going to loose you, and you don't have to stay bound. Go back in your Bibles, and this will be my last passage. We're going to go to Romans chapter 6 again. Thank you, Lord. And we're going to go back to 12. You know, this 4th of July, every time you see fireworks go off, that's a statement that we won. Amen. Because it was one thing for them to send the decree, but then they also had a war they had to finalize. Amen. Then when they finalized the war, I'm sure everybody erupted in celebration. Yes, we won, you know. And it was the same in many instances across the world where people had to fight for freedom. And the point I'm trying to make is it's monumental what Christ did. Amen. And when Paul wrote this verse, chapter 6, verse 12, it's a new thought. If you really catch what he's doing, he laid down the gist of what he preaches in every one of his books. And then by the time he gets to verse 12, he says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies. That's the freedom decree, guys. That's the freedom decree. And I hope the Holy Spirit helped me to shine light on it. That's our freedom decree. That's our statement, you know, that's our Washington, D.C. monument. Amen. That's the nutshell, because man's problem was sin. It wasn't him, it was sin. It wasn't the color, it was the sin. It wasn't the suits they were wearing, it was the sin. And God knew it, even though we were so deceived as people, fighting all these wars in the wrong arenas, God already knew the problem. And he sent a solution that went right to the core. And Paul saying, therefore, based on such a complete, beautiful work, such a total work that has no loopholes. I mean, even our Constitution, which is beautiful, I think it was anointed by God, it still has what we call loopholes. It still has gray areas. You know, one gray area is, what do we do with the needy? It really doesn't promise you help, and help if you don't have money. I'm a firm believer that's where churches and synagogues and faith groups should kick in. But that's another message. But there's loopholes in our Constitution, is my point. How many of you know the Constitution of God has no loopholes? Amen. It has no gray areas. Amen. It has no areas that need to be omitted. We don't ever have to do what is it when you add to the Constitution, amendment? There's no amendments on this. Amen. This thing is done. Hallelujah. So when Paul said in verse 12, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that's our decree, guys. That's our monumental statement of freedom. It's complete, guys. And just like the Apostle Paul had the whim to call on his citizenship, we can call on our monumental decree. Amen. I don't have to walk this way. Enough is enough. Satan, you've done enough to my life. Satan, you robbed from me too many times. Satan, you set me up and made me put me in a trick bag once too many times. I don't have to do this and take this anymore. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet. We're going to pray. Hallelujah. Did this make sense today, church? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you by authority in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for our church. Lord, I thank you for our nation, Lord. And I even thank you for our president, Father. Lord, I thank you for the structure you've built, Lord, that was divinely inspired. And Father, the Church of Jesus Christ ought to be the first people hailing how great of a work you did physically in our nation. Father, we thank you for it. But Father, it doesn't stop there, Lord. Lord, the bloods that was shed and the monuments that man has erected all across the country to remind us of Colonel this and soldier this and Captain so and so and battle of this guy and the defeat of this. Father, the greatest defeat in history was the defeat of Satan and the defeat of the sin nature, Lord. The greatest victory ever won was Jesus Christ coming from the nation of heaven and coming down to this pitiful world and shedding his blood that he could free people that didn't even deserve it. What a mighty God we serve, Lord. And we thank you today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we celebrate Jesus, Lord. We celebrate a freedom, Lord, that we didn't deserve, but we walk in it. And Father, I'm not too naive to know that if I need free in some areas, there's other people too that need it. And Father, let the words that have been said, simple and plain and ordinary, let it go to the source of the need, Father. Let it remind them in the point of need, Lord. Let it echo, Father, at the time when they need it most, to put your faith back in Christ. He's the answer in this situation. Though it may seem like the walls are closing in on you in this particular situation, though it may seem like you can't even focus on the things of God because the turmoil is so bad, let your anointing and anointed words through the memory rise up in people, Father, and say, Jesus is able. Call on your citizenship. Call on who he is and what he did. Father, I just ask you right now to touch the hearts of the people. And if you're listening to me right now and you're standing and you desire special prayer for anything, and if this message has touched you and you desire special prayer, I ask you to just slip up your hand. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. I ask you one more time if you desire special prayer for anything. Amen. And Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the maturity of this church, Lord, that we can work the laws of faith in our own personal life, Father. Father, at the workplace, we can work the laws of faith, Father. Lord, at the house, Lord, we call on you. In the car, Father, we continue to call on you. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're bringing this church to a place, Lord, that we don't have to be defeated. Thank you, Lord. Church, I just ask you right where you're in your seat, I just feel a strong urge to just pray for our church right now in your own way. If it's vocal, if it's not vocal, whatever, just begin to intercede for our church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You better believe warfare. It takes warfare for all freedoms. Amen. They don't just fall in. Amen. And we call on the warfare that was waged at Calvary. Hallelujah. Right now. For this church, we identify with the cross for Crossway Community Church. We identify with the blood that was already shed for this church right now. Hallelujah. Satan, you're a liar. You thought you could bring discouragement. Hallelujah. You thought you could bring a setback that could not be regained. You thought that because people simply walked off that it meant something. No. Father, we thank you, Lord, that he's got a remnant here, Father. And we will not see anything but victory because we work for Jesus, not for the applause of men. Hallelujah. And we thank you for our pastor, Father. We thank you for his refreshing while he's down on vacation. Lord, let him come back fired up, Lord, with a fresh word. Hallelujah. Bless his wife, Lord, his helpmate, that I'm sure wears the blunts of stresses, Lord, and inconsistencies, Lord, that we all have to deal with. Father, we thank you for that family. Lord, we thank you for the leadership here at this church. Father, we need you so bad. And Father, we thank you for the people, the faithful people, Father. Bless our homes, Lord. Bless our endeavors, Lord. Bless our jobs. Bless our finances, Lord. Bless everything that we put our hands to. And Father, Holy Spirit, help us in that time of need, because sometimes you're not the first thought on our mind. You're just not at times. But Holy Spirit, if you could just speak a word in that moment of need, we can turn to you. Help us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.